Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Fred, the statistics from the 2024 year show that nearly 3,000 people were laid off in Western New York, including, of course, more than 1,300 people at Sumitomo Rubber in Tonawanda. What can you tell us about the current labor picture and the unemployment rate here specifically in Western New York?
Well, over the full year, we've been adding jobs, but we're still coming back from the pandemic. And we're still about 1,000 jobs below where we were before the pandemic started in November, December of 2019. What happens is that we see jobs being created and jobs being lost. So we have to be careful not just to look at the number of jobs lost, but also the number of jobs gained. And so when we look at both of those, while this latest Sumitomo layoff is important, it's not the whole story.
How does the current labor picture and the unemployment rate compare to other years? I know you kind of made mention that we're kind of back in that COVID pandemic sort of time frame, but it seems like everything is starting to get better in terms of unemployment and, you know, more people finding jobs, right?
Right. And unemployment is relatively low, but we want to be careful about looking at unemployment because the definition of unemployment is how many people are actively looking for work. And so as Western New York gets a little bit older and more people retire, the unemployment rate can go down while we don't have as many jobs in Western New York. So we want to be careful about that. And that's why economists normally look at the employment statistics and not just unemployment.
And is there a good chance, especially for the people that lost their jobs with Sumitomo, is there a good chance that these people will be able to get back on their feet in 2025?
I think there probably is. There's some questions, though. Do they have the education and the skill sets for the new jobs that are coming on? I suspect in manufacturing, which has been strong in Western New York and continues to be relatively strong compared to other parts that are losing employment, manufacturing in Western New York is fairly stable. So there should be job openings for individuals with those skill sets. But that doesn't mean that those individuals shouldn't be looking to go back to school, shouldn't be looking for additional training if they want to get good jobs with good benefits.
And what is the outlook on the labor picture as we enter the new year heading into 2025?
I think it's uncertain simply because we don't know what the federal government is going to do. Buffalo is very much part of the region that has Southern Ontario in it. And if tariffs are put into that, that may hurt the auto industry, for example. That may hurt a lot of other trading and service industry individuals in Western New York, which regularly work with Canada. But if those tariffs don't happen, then I think we can look at Western New York to have a positive influence going forward.
And another thing to pay attention to as we head into the new year, minimum wage is going to go up 50 cents here in Western New York to $15.50 an hour. What is that impact on where things kind of stand with the labor picture going forward?
Well, it does a couple of things. One, because of inflation, that minimum wage increase is not going to be as cutting as it might have been. So individuals aren't, in relative terms, going to be making as much money as we would have expected a few years ago when there wasn't the inflation. But the other important thing to realize is that the rise in minimum wage, and we've looked at this since the minimum wage has been rising, has not cut into job growth. In fact, Western New York has grown faster than comparable areas in Pennsylvania that didn't have a minimum wage increase. Part of that is because minimum wage workers spend their money mainly in Western New York. So it actually boosts the economy in Western New York and creates a few more jobs. Whereas not having the minimum wage jobs, they're not spending as much money and the economy slows a little bit.
Very good, Fred. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on?
I think we have to look at where wages are going in the next year or year and a half, and where the composition of our workforce goes. So are we going to add more lower-end, low-skilled jobs, or are we going to add more higher-paying jobs, like in manufacturing or in finance? That's going to go a long way in telling us how the economy is going to grow in the future.